Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 2010. So, welcome aboard the show, and to start, an apology. The last show, I made a bit of a boo-boo with the recording, as some of you might have noticed from the sound quality. So basically the way it works is I have a microphone which has earphones attached to it, so I look a bit like a co-pilot on an aeroplane when I'm recording the podcast. And the basic function is that when I record the show, I have all this gear on my head. I have it plugged into the computer, which I did in the last show. However, I hadn't set the settings up properly on the computer, and it was recording via the internal microphone. And I kind of realised the day that I recorded the show, and I always listen to a fraction of it afterwards to make sure it's recorded okay. And I listened back and I thought, that sounds a bit tinny today. I don't know why that is. And then I was recording a show for the members club and thought, something's not right here. Why isn't the sound coming out through my headphones? Duh. And realised it's because I was in fact not using the microphone that I had sat there with attached to my head for the previous hour. So apologies for the last show, and today I should be coming at you loud and much, much clearer than I was in the last show. Anyways, today's show is all about time, hence the picture of the little clock on the face of your iPhone or other generic MP3 device. So yes, today's show is all about time. Reason we are talking about time is because time can massively influence the degree, the location, the severity of your troubles, or indeed your successes. So if you receive the People Building newsletter, you will have seen an article on time that went out in the newsletter today. And if you'd like to read the article as well as listening to the show, remember the two things are now linked together. Then you just need to go to the homepage of the People Building website somewhere between now and within the next 2 weeks to see it there, or you will find it in the articles archive of the People Building website. Now, I don't know how long you'll be seeing stuff on the homepage, because the homepage will be changing very soon, with any luck, to make it all a little bit more up to date once again, get it nice and looking fresh and lovely. So, yes, anyways, today's article is all about time. And the question that I posed to you and to all those of you who are Facebook friends, who are readers of the article and listeners to the podcast via that medium, remember it's HypnoGem on Facebook. The question I posed to you was, if you could be a time traveller, where would you go? Into the past to fix the stuff that didn't work out quite as you'd hoped, or into the future to mischievously adjust your outcomes, causing them to be wildly successful, much to the annoyance of those who stare back at the past with sore necks as their body trudges forward in time. Now, it's a very interesting and in-depth question. Sometimes I think that the more tired I am when I write the articles, the more words I'd seem to cram into each sentence. But that question did go out on Facebook, and I shall share with you some of the answers I received. Cliff Nicol, who is one of my... he attended my Prac and Master Prac training, so he is one of the People Building trainees. His answer to that question was, it would have to be Wembley Stadium, 3rd of July, 1966 for me. Big footy fan is Cliff. And Paul Lyons, who's also a Facebook friend, said, to the end of this life and find out what I missed so I could make sure I get it done before I arrive. Smart answers there. Smart answers, people. I like that. Perhaps there are better answers that you can generate that you can also add to the Facebook page underneath that article. Of course, time travel isn't really possible, is it? Well, let us dabble and delve into that a little further because perhaps there is slightly more going on here than meets the eye, or indeed meets the ear, or also meets the intuition that meets your actual feelings about this. Maybe in some regards, time travel is in fact possible. Now, of course, I'm not by any stretch suggesting that Doctor Who can arrive in his TARDIS and take us all off on a journey through space and time into another dimension. But if we can use our language in such a way that we can begin to move our problems just by talking about them in a different period, in terms of a different location, in terms of a different intensity, then just by doing so, can we start to reduce the impact that they have? And in the same way, if we start to talk about our successes as being now and in the future rather than just the ones we achieved in the past, if we talked about them being greater than they really are, and if we talked about them just being more significant perhaps than they were, can we actually begin to make that happen? Can we begin to make better use of those successes, perhaps the successes of other people around us, and talk about their successes as if they were our own, in the same way we perhaps sometimes do about our problems. Well, let us delve into this article and see if we can find out more about this. So let's begin by talking about problems from the past. People automatically and without realizing become very talented at moving their problems through time, space, and energy. You might know someone, we all do, who is particularly good at generalizing and stating that things always work out this way, or everybody does that. Now, of course, we do all generalize. It is part of the filtering that our mind generates in order for us to get rid of information that comes in through our senses that is not relevant to us or not important to us or just that we, just haven't picked up on really. So you'll remember from the NLP communication model, deleting, distorting, and generalizing. Well, here we're talking a little bit about generalizations. So, despite these generalizations sometimes being inaccurate, because it's probably not everybody, it's probably not always, it probably isn't every single time. But we and others continue to use this kind of language for ease in our communication. Is it causing us problems sometimes? We'll find out after the break. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So we are returning to time, and the point that we just left off at was talking about generalizations. do these generalizations trip us up sometimes? Do they trip us up when we're using them in our own language, or perhaps when we believe the generalizations of others? Well, let's think about this. Those who generalize are being inaccurate some of the time because they continue to apply the rules to all occasions, painting their generalization paintbrush over a greater space than the original image and blurring the edges of the picture of reality. So generalizations do distort things for us, although it does make our communication much easier. So that's maybe a little bit there about how we can think about space in terms of our language. You know, when we're talking about time, space, and energy, that would probably fall into the space because we're extending what we're saying to cover a greater space. Perhaps you know someone, and if you don't, then it probably is you, who moves problems from the past into others. They like to share their story, share their pain, zap their own energy, and quite possibly zap yours at the same time too. And so a classic example of this could be, I have a terrible headache today. Oh, you know what it's like when your head is just pounding and you start to feel sick. And as soon as you hear the words, well, you know what it's like, unless you are an absolute ninja in mind voodoo, then you start trying on their pain to see if you do know how it feels to have that kind of pounding headache. Now, when you do that, you're probably not getting yourself into a particularly good state. This is not a useful thing for you to do. And so it means the person you're communicating with has very effectively moved their own pain through space, through time, out of them and into you. Now, to be fair, of course, you do always have choices about whether you decide to pick up that pain and try it on. And some of it will come from you being a bit more self-aware, perhaps. Some of it comes from you being a better listener. Instead of just kind of nodding your head in all the right places and falling into their state with them. So some of it is, you know, it's a form of self-defense in that you don't have to take other people's pain. I've used this metaphor before and I shall use it again. If, for example, I have a pen and I give you that pen and say, here, I have a pen for you. It is a gift. Please take it. And I give it to you and you take it. Who owns the pen? Of course you do. You own the pen. I just gave it to you. Now, if that pen was my anger or my aches and pains or my sadness, and I came to you and said, here is my sadness, let me tell you all about it, I want to give you this information as a gift, and you take it and you make yourself feel sad, then it's kind of your problem. So remember, you do have the opportunity and you do have the option to say, no, thank you, I do not want your gifts. So just be aware of the people who do that to you, who you do that to, and that problems can be moved through energy. They can be moved from one person to the next to the next. It's a bit like laughter. It's contagious. That's a very good thing. But sometimes so is misery, and that's not a good thing at all. Now, so we can also move problems through space by generalizing that problems are in places that they never were to begin with. We can move problems through energy by telling other people that they have our problem too. But can we really move problems through time? Well, here is an example of how you can. Okay, so what I want you to do is I'm going to give you some sentences. I want you to notice how they make you think or feel differently. I have a problem. Okay, just repeat that to yourself. Notice how it makes you think and notice how it makes you feel. I did have a problem. I had a problem. I'm going to have a problem. I'm having a problem. I've always had problems. I'll always have problems. I'll always have had problems. Now, what you will have noticed is that for each sentence, the problem is traveling in a different place, or it might be stuck in the past, or it might be still in the present, or it might be moving into the future. Now, if we try that again and change the word problem to happiness, and I'll adjust it slightly so it still works grammatically in some ways, then we'll notice how it makes you think or feel differently. I have happiness. I did have happiness. I had happiness. I'm going to have happiness. I'm having happiness. I always had happiness. I always have happiness. I'll always have had happiness. Okay? Makes you think and feel very differently. You know, you can once again think about where that happiness is. Is it in the past? Is it in the present? Or is it in the future? Just by simply changing a few words in the sentence can make you think and make you feel very differently. Now, doing these kinds of linguistic exercises doesn't necessarily get rid of all the bad stuff when we move our problems into the past instead of into the now or into the future. And it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you'll be wildly successful in the future just by talking about having happiness now and having happiness in the future. But you can definitely get in touch with a little sense of making yourself perhaps feel a bit lighter or a bit heavier about things. And that's really what this is about. It's not about massive, major breakthrough changes, but it's part of a bigger package. It's part of the ingredients of making things start to work a little bit differently for you. And so all I'm saying is start playing with this, start experimenting with it. What if the problems that stayed and the happiness that came and went were actually influenced by the expectations created in your language? If that were truly so, wouldn't you wish to err on the side of caution, just in case you really do, not did, possess the ability to influence your own experience in this vast universe? Simply by saying that you did in the past, just as you do now, influence your own world and will continue doing so long into your future. Simply by being a bit of a mind ninja in terms of the way that you're using your language. Now, of course, if that were possible, I'm sure that you would make the very best possible use of it. You would talk about those old phobias as opposed to your phobia. You would talk about the depression you had instead of the depression that you have. You will talk about the success that you are creating instead of the success that you are looking forward to achieving. You would talk about the happiness that you're feeling rather than the happiness that you're looking forward to. Do you get the idea here? Simply about changing a few little words here and there starts to chip away at the iceberg of what could have been, you know, perhaps a big old problem from the past that you no longer want to keep dragging around with you in your rucksack of life. It's time to put that down now. So yes, start to experiment with this and report back. Let me know how that works out from you. Start talking about the old painful stuff as if it is old and in the past. Start talking about the stuff you want to and will achieve in the future as being bright, beautiful, and not too far away. Instead of talking about the things that you want, talk about the things that you are doing, the things that you are achieving. Fix them in time and start moving towards them and start to notice the difference that that can make for you.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we have now reached that point in the show when it is time for you to get comfortably relaxed. And remember, you cannot listen to this section of the show whilst driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everybody else now, it is time for you to get yourselves comfortably relaxed. So snuggle down somewhere. And just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. And just focus on the colors and the shapes and the depths of the illusions that begin to form on the back of your eyelids. Perhaps reds and orange and purples. Perhaps very deep, dark colors, or light, bright, moving shades. And within the depth of those colors and shades, you can begin to focus your mind and your attention on relaxing and letting go and just listening to the sound of my voice. And my voice can echo throughout the right and left lobes of your brain. Both now and through all of time, there to remind you that you can, you will, just as you always have, kept your own very best interests at heart. Reminding you that you have been an ingenious survivor throughout all of time. Learning through all time that the best thing about the problems in the past is that they are not happening anymore, and that you can move forward now to a place of renewed hope and comfort. Talking, thinking, learning and remembering what happened to you before. And although you can acknowledge problems and challenges from the past, you don't have to continue to live in those problems and challenges. You do not have to be the past itself, and can look forward now to a brighter, warmer future, full of hope. Where you will be better, stronger, full of strength and power. And you can feel that growing even now as I speak to you. Not because I say so, but because you have decided it. You have decided to make your future start now. To have the good feelings now, the happiness now. It is all in there within you already. It always was. Now, as I count back from 5 up to 1, feeling more awake and alert, as 5, 4, 3, 2 and 1 with eyes open now, bright and breezy and wide awake. Thanks very much, everyone, for tuning in once again to the People Building Podcast. And so I'll be speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday, the 9th of March, by which time I will have had a birthday. So happy birthday to me. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.